A man walks into a conference room at the W Hotel in downtown Austin. The setting, sleek and hushed, says business. The trainers, red, puffy, and paired with a sports coat, add a wink. New business. There are crazy, awesome startups happening in every nook and cranny in this country, says Scott Case, the man in question. He is the boss of the non-profit Startup America Partnership, which means to help fledgling entrepreneurs by smoothing their access to private sector money and mentoring. The idea is that as these young companies grow, they will create jobs, new jobs, good jobs, and related economic activity that enriches the entire community. Some of the startups may even be gazelles, companies that grow by leaps and bounds. Last year, the Kauffman Foundation, a think tank focused on entrepreneurship and which provided initial funding for Mr. Case's partnership, released a report explaining that new firms typically create about 3 million jobs in America each year. Between 1980 and 2005, they contributed some 40 million net new jobs, as many as the country's entire private sector managed over that time. So people are keen to help. Barack Obama announced a startup initiative at the beginning of last year, and last month he renewed the call. Congress is considering a bipartisan startup act that could provide some tax credits, regulatory exemptions, and so on. Regional economic development groups have taken up the idea of economic gardening. The philosophy there is that regions should focus on core strengths and homegrown businesses rather than squabbling with their neighbours in an effort to win a new car plant. This is mostly sensible. Many of the proposals mooted for startups, expanding the number of visas for highly skilled immigrants, for example, are generally sound. And some startups do turn out to be gazelles. Next month, for example, will mark 5 years since Twitter came to national attention at SXSW, Austin's annual Internet Festival. Still, there is cause for caution. For one thing, there is some ambiguity over what sort of companies the policymakers are trying to promote. Mr. Obama talks about startups and small businesses. Private sector people, however, seem to have less interest in the latter. They would rather live in Silicon Valley than on Main Street. But high-tech concepts are not the only viable business ideas. The Austin metro area, for example, is home to just two Fortune 500 companies, Dell and Whole Foods. Both, oddly, were founded in the early 1980s by dropouts from the local university. Another issue is that the effects of startups on employment may be modest. Perhaps, as a result of the recession, the number of new companies that actually employ people is declining. The cohort of companies born in 2009, according to Kauffman, created only 2.3 million jobs. Last month, the White House invited Mike Krieger, the co-founder of Instagram, to attend the State of Union message to show off America's fastest-growing social mobile startup. What began as a small two-person startup working out of a pier in San Francisco has grown to a dozen employees, Mr. Krieger wrote. Even the bigger companies may not be labor-intensive. There is a danger that startup jobs will be the next variant of green jobs. Worthwhile, but slightly overhyped.